Hi, this is Duchess Robinson from Duchess.pro.co and 8x10 Designs, Black Girls Hair Rock, and some other businesses that I have. I want to talk about voice optimization for your business and why it's important. So if you're like me or other people in the world, a lot of times, you know, you're looking to find local places like to eat or to find beauty, all localized areas to eat, to do a lot of things, to get your hair done, to where to get your taxes done, to where to get your nails done, clothing store, things like that. So a lot of people will use Google on their phone. They'll use Siri, they'll use Alexa, they'll use stuff like that. If your business is not on there and you're not set up to do so, you're missing a lot. You are absolutely missing a lot that will direct you to what you need in business, to either if it's even if it's a brick and mortar or an online business. You want to set these things up because it is optimized now to do so. So just to give you a quick tip, and I will have a link in the description on a guide on how to get you to be listed on things of that search. It's critical. It's highly critical to do so now. Specifically, how the market is now generally just pushing and prodding and doing so. So again, why it's important, why it's crucial, you're influencing your local search. More people are doing, you know, asking Alexa, asking Google, asking Siri, where to find different places, and these are growing trends, specifically in the world of AI technology and some other things, specifically in marketing performances and advertisement. Real-time connections with your audience and your customer-based people. Getting reviews, advertising, products, if there's an emergency, if you have to close a store, if you need bookings, if you have question and answers, you should set your business up specifically for that. I can recall, and if you hear the voice in the background, a little squeaking, I am about to add this new app, which we'll talk about in another podcast on how to block out backup noises, because if you're like me and you got a little dog and they like attention, they'll find little toys to make noises in the background. So just a little tidbit here. So quickly, just to get into a lot more business profile and getting these things. Messaging, I went to go get something to eat. And it was a cold day, and I'm walking up a hill, and come to find out that the place was closed. So had they had real-time messaging instead of just on their door, it would have been a whole lot better for me personally to literally find out real-time that this place is closed. It's a lot of things you can do to set up, and we'll talk about that in another podcast, but I just wanted to get one out quickly. Photos about your business. This is a marketing tool that so few people are using. Small business would generally just be really, you would gain so much. I can't give you the percentages right now because I'm still observing it, but products that you offer, sales that you're running, events that you're running, services that you're doing, you want to give your customer base enough information. And I always say an informed consumer is the best consumer that you could possibly use. I am doing in the last 2 weeks, I've done so many workshop, personal workshops and conversation where people want to have a little bit more connection with their audience beyond social media. And I tell people that all the time. We're going to talk about in the next podcast, and this is one of my podcast shorts. When we get into the next podcast, we're going to talk about how Discord is crucial for your organization and your business. Discord is a live feed, and you can set it up in many roles. There are people who are becoming millionaires because they're using Discord. So that is my podcast short. Thank you for listening. Have a great, safe, and wonderful day.